Just wondering if you had any injury updates from the game, particularly Rasul Douglas with the knee, and then Keon Coleman and Dalton Kincaid moving forward.
Yeah, on Rasul, Rasul and Casey, you guys probably saw were banged up in the game there. We'll see. I don't have all the information yet, so I'll know a little bit more probably later today and then get that to you guys on Wednesday. And then Keon, Dalton, Q Morris, I think all we'll just have to see. I think they're doing better. Just have to see again the update from Nate come later today.
And understanding hindsight's 2020, when you look back at the end of the game yesterday with the decision to run the quarterback sneak and the subsequent timeout, when you reflect on it, is there anything you would have done differently in that situation?
Well, listen, that play's been, you know, gotten a lot of good traction for us when you're talking about 1 yard and in, and we went with that play. It wasn't the result we were looking for, quite honestly. And I mean, look back and you say, hey, you know, maybe for sure don't want to have to burn a timeout there. That's A. And then B is, hey, maybe you throw it, you know, 1, 2, 3 times, whatever you have to do to keep the timeouts there. So, yeah, that's some of our discussions today, and like they always are.
And I know you said after the game it was a substitution error. Is there any further context, perspective that you could provide on having what I believe was 9 men on the field for the game-ending punt?
Yeah, just, you know, you're trying to make the substitutions there, and the communication broke down. So, you know, that for sure cannot happen, and it's been addressed.
And are you still confident in Matthew Smiley as your special teams coordinator?
Yes.
The special teams punt, do you think that was just a situation that Sean McVay had scouted something in the tendencies of Reed Ferguson on that play?
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's probably a question for Sean. It's, you know, Chase Blackburn, their special teams coordinator, I know fairly well, and I actually coached him a few years ago, and he does a great job. You know, give him the credit. They found something there that they wanted to go after.
And the other play that I thought that was key in the game was the missed call at the end. Did you get any explanation from the referees from that?
Which one are you referring to?
It was the offense of the Rams. The right tackle moved, and they didn't call that penalty.
No, I don't. Yeah, I mean, I got to leave that in the officials' hands. So no further explanation.
And then the last concern that I was trying to channel you on was the rushing. You guys did make a better adjustment, and you ended up at 3.3 yards per carry. But in the beginning of the game, they did have some success running the ball. Was that one of your concerns after watching the film?
It was. You know, winning the line of scrimmage is something that we talked a lot about here and how important that is to controlling a game. So, you know, whether it was defensively, getting off to a better start with that, and then offensively, the same thing really with our backs at least carrying the ball.
And then the pass defense, you guys allowed 320 yards, but I guess the most concerning part was 13.9 yards per play. Am I right?
Right. We don't want to give up those chunks. You know, you want to make them throw it underneath and rally down and contest more balls, get our hands on more footballs.
On the bright side, how much do you think that facing a team like the Lions this week gives you an opportunity to show you're better than what you put on the field in some areas in Los Angeles?
Well, that's kind of the nature of the business, isn't it? With the week-to-week challenges and the parity and the competitive nature of our league, I think that's one of the fascinating things that, you know, week-to-week, there's no one team's up by 40 at halftime, you know, sometimes that you see it around the college games. And so, you know, our game is as competitive as there is. And every week, anyone has a chance to win. So, that's why, you know, what we do during the week is so important to us that we get ourselves ready to go.
Does it help that they, I mean, I'm not sure how similar they are to the Rams, but they have the same dynamic qualities, especially when it comes to, you know, having a balanced attack.
Yeah, no, very talented. When you look at their roster, and I got it a few hours ago, just, you know, their depth chart and their players, and very talented roster. They've done a great job putting that together. And You know, we're going to have a big challenge for us with that, and then also going on the road.
And just lastly, do you worry that these issues being letdowns on defense, special teams issues being too many men on the field or not enough men on the field, or just, you know, questions about clock management seem to crop up yet again, and they seem to be unresolved in some ways. Does that concern you?
Well, I think some of them are not, you don't want them to come up, right? But you're going to have some things come up from time to time that you don't want to have come up. Don't get me wrong, but you've got to fix them. You got to get them worked out. And so, that's what we try and do in the days after, and you learn from it and you get better because of it. So, that's the journey of a season. Unfortunately, right, you have to deal with some of the adversity as well.
I was talking to David Edwards after the game, and, you know, he took it personally like any offensive lineman would, how you guys weren't really able to establish the run and get that part of it going early in the game. And then when the game kind of score happened, it's hard to probably run the ball. But when you go back and looked at the tape the last 24 hours, what did you take away from what made it so challenging last night?
To run the football?
Yes.
Well, you give them some credit, number one. And then number two is, I think just that a higher level of detail on our end, just generally speaking overall of, you know, our execution and controlling the pieces that we could control and the techniques and the rhythm here. So, that's probably one of the main boulders in that bucket, if you will.
And then I asked you about Matt Milano after the game. After going back and looking at the tape, how did you think he performed?
Well, I thought there were some flashes from Matt. Again, he's, I think, still getting his legs back underneath of him here. And then overall, just collectively as a defense, we felt like we could have been better. Again, some flashes at times. But I feel like we can take a lot out of that game that we can use to improve ourselves as we move forward here.
The touchdown screen pass to Puka Nacua on a play like that, I think it was 3rd and 5. You guys were showing pressure. It looked like Matt Stafford kind of checked at the line. What did you see from your perspective on that play for them to obviously go up 9 points at that point?
With that play?
Yeah.
No, I mean, we were in a pressure defense, and he checked to a pick screen right there, and it was a good check. So that's something that, you know, we can learn from. I think we had Taryn and Jamarcus over on that same side right there. And so, just their rapport, you know, Jamarcus not being out there as much as, say, Rasul, maybe we get a chance to work something, one of our tools out there at the same time if we get another chance at it there. So anyway, it's something we can learn from. It's kind of one of those deals where they check, you want to be able to check. And then, especially, you know, as they look to pick you and screen you out there.
Yeah. And then obviously you never want to be down 17 points entering the fourth quarter, but obviously a pretty valiant effort to get back in the game. It seemed as though maybe the playbook opened up offensively. How, obviously you want to win, but how impressive kind of was that from the offense and from kind of Josh Allen to sneak back in that game? I think he had 6 touchdowns.
Yeah. Very impressive. Very impressive. They posted a ton of yards, scored a lot of points. So isn't that the ultimate goal, right? Are you ever going to play a perfect game? No. I thought there were some areas where we left some opportunities out there, quite frankly, as well. Especially, I would say end of half, beginning of the second half there with the first drive. But again, all things we can learn from and move on.
Speaking of learning from things, the end of the game scenario with the goal line, running the ball, calling the timeout. What do you kind of want to take away from that? It's a unique situation to maybe apply to a kind of a future circumstance if you ever get placed in that situation again.
Right. There's a lot going on there, right? We could talk about it for quite some time. I think the biggest thing is, those are not easy situations overall. And there's a lot of communication that has to unfold. Like I said, we called a play that we've gotten a lot of traction out of with the quarterback sneak and Josh. It didn't work out, right? So that was the result. And looking back on it, you say, hey, really don't want to have to take a timeout right there. And and be down to just two because of the ensuing kickoff, whatever it may have been, kick it deep, onsides, what have you. So we'll definitely, you know, take that out of that situation and then adjust some of our process a little bit too, and honing that in a little bit closer.
Hey, Sean, one more quick one on Matthew Smiley. You said that you're still confident in him. What gives you that confidence? Obviously, you've worked with him for many, many years. High pressure moment down the stretch there to have that kind of situation happen. But I guess some fans just want to know, like, what gives you the confidence that, you know, he'll move forward and put that unit in the best position to have success down the stretch?
Well, it's important to him. You know, it's something that he takes very seriously. He works extremely hard at it. You know, there's a lot of things that he's built up, you know, a good rapport with the players. And, you know, we've got some young players on some of those units as well. So, you know, I'm confident in Coach Smiley.
Yeah. Hey, Sean, sorry if you were asked this already. I had to bow out for a second. On, not to belabor the point here on the punt, what are your thoughts about Brandon Codrington not trying to return the punt?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, would you like to do that? Yes. You know, you're talking about the last punt, I'm assuming, Alex, right?
Yeah.
Would you like to return it? Absolutely. So, you know, you'd love to have that play back in totality, really, to be honest with you.
It's kind of similar to John's question, but I know no loss is good. But in just terms of what the greater goal is for this team, does something like what you guys experienced yesterday allow maybe a reset, something that's maybe needed at this stage of the season in terms of just kind of getting the guys refocused, looking ahead again to kind of what the greater goal is this year?
Right. Well, you know, you hope that's how it works, right? You're never sure. I would say, you know, one of the challenges in this league is to be as consistent as you can be week to week, because you do have the highs and lows week to week. And so, you know, I think we learned some things from this past week. And to your point, hopefully it allows a small reset for us and things that we can look at a little closer as a staff and as a team to improve ourselves as we move forward here.
And finally, Sean, just one more for me. I wanted to ask you, I know defensively tough day for your unit overall yesterday, but Christian Benford kind of seemed to be a little bit of a bright spot in that performance. Just what did you see from him that stuck out to you from that game, and just where he is right now, knowing the caliber of player he already was? What are you seeing just on the evolution of his game to where he is right now?
Yeah, he's been very steady. He really has all season. When you talk about consistency, and he continues to grow every year that we've had him here. So you're talking about CB was a fifth or sixth round pick. And he's been a great addition to our team. He's a hard worker, a good person. And his job is very important to him. He takes it very seriously.
As a former coordinator, and obviously you still coach, but with the way Bobby's developing in his first year as a coordinator, tough day for him yesterday. What is the advice you give a guy like that after, you know, a game where obviously a lot of things didn't go the way he wanted it to go?
Well, I think the number one thing that has worked for me in the past, because we all have those days, right, is to go back and reteach the basics, right? Go back and reteach the fundamentals, go back and reteach the standard. I think that's a good place to start.
Is it easy to do? I mean, what's the mental hurdle of getting past, you know, especially a season he's had, which has been, you know, largely successful, I think, in his first year, to have a game like that? You know, I know 24-hour rule and all that, but this is a different experience for him. Is it difficult to get past it from that mental point of view?
Well, I think it's, you know, we've all been through it. When you coach in this league, you go through it usually one or two a year, and where you've got to hit the reset button a little bit. And when you're in a leadership position more so, I would say it always gets a little bit more difficult to get over it for some reason, personally, because you're the one steering the ship. So it presents a little bit of a different challenge, but one that you learn from.
Hey, Sean, kind of along those lines of what Thad was just asking, did you consider at any point during the game to maybe stepping in as the defensive play caller there, just because the defense seemed to be lacking answers for most of the game?
No, you know, not at all. I mean, Bobby, I thought, you know, there was good communication. I was on the headset, good communication amongst the coaches, and I trust those guys. And, you know, hey, they had a good plan. And so we've got to adjust as we move forward.
Offensively, Amari had 14 targets, by far as most, with you guys, six catches. How do you view that overall? Is that, you know, progress between him and Josh in terms of, obviously there's a chemistry there or a trust factor if he's going there that many times with the ball. Some of those, though, you know, maybe it looked like there was some miscommunication where maybe it is those two guys still building that chemistry. So just what do you make of Amari's game overall and the fact that he had that volume of targets?
Yeah, I think it's a good sign, Jay. I really do. I think, to your point, there is a chemistry there that's been born. Is it complete? Probably not. And they would probably tell you that. They're still working through some things, as you saw in the game yesterday. And I think that'll continue to grow. And I think the great part about it is, you know, Josh, you know, we've all seen it. He's going to the receiver that he should go to. He's going through his progression, right? And so whether it's Amari in this case or Mac or whomever, and, you know, Amari got the targets that you mentioned, the multiple targets that you mentioned a few seconds ago. And, you know, hopefully that lends to more. But again, Josh has done a phenomenal job all year of, you know, really where the read is supposed to take him, that's where he's going with the ball.
I just have one more question. I wanted to ask you about Khalil Shakir. I know it was a losing effort, but he has really improved his game this year, his ability to make catches and then after the catch to create plays to help this franchise. How did you see his performance yesterday?
Another one that I thought, you know, had a good day, really good day. You know, the run after catch, you know, the catches overall, the run after catch that he had where he scored, you know, very impressive. He's highly competitive and loves those type of environments.